And it's welcome back to Arts Supply Insiders. My name is Jeff Morrow, and today we're coming to you from the 2022 National Art Materials and Trade Show in beautiful Orlando, Florida. And I am very, very fortunate to be able to talk to Arteza today. And today we're talking with Angela and Amelia. Amelia is the Director of Product Development. Angela is the Manager of Consumer Product Testing. Wow, that's a mouthful, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, thank you very much for visiting with us today. And first off, tell us a little bit about Arteza, if you could.
Sure. Arteza is a leading art supply company dedicated to inspiring others through the illustration of artistry. We were established in 2016 initially on a major direct-to-consumer platform, and since then have created a strong value proposition by offering an assortment of high-quality products with creative packaging at a great price. We have a strong connection with our customer base and creator community maintained through robust content creation. We are headquartered just miles from the arts districts of Wynwood, Little Haiti, and Little Havana, all noted for their vibrant, developing creator communities and hipster foot traffic.
So you said a little bit about, maintained through robust content creation. What does that mean?
So, you know, on e-com, you know, how do you communicate your product? It's all about the content, the photography, how we really verbalize and communicate what the product is and what we offer. Arteza has always been known for great quality, and that is something we're very proud of and make sure we communicate in our content for our customer.
Great. So tell me a little bit about how Arteza started. Where did the idea come from?
Arteza was founded in 2015 and fully established in 2016. Our founder started the company with a focus on drawing tools and saw an opportunity in the industry to fill a niche that was not fully met. Looking back to how Arteza was created to where we are today, it's phenomenal to see how this company quickly grew and tripled in size in just a few short years.
Wow. That's fast, isn't it?
It's yes.
Wow.
Fast and furious.
No kidding. So how do you guys differ from other art supply companies?
Well, Arteza has taken a traditional industry and redefined it with innovation business model, such as an extensive assortment of premium yet affordable products to millions of consumers worldwide, robust social platform offering, expert resources, and unmatched customer service.
So I want to talk a little bit about customer service, but first, can you give us just a very brief overview of the types of products that you manufacture?
Sure. So our core evergreen items are our paints. We have a tremendous line, an expansive line in our acrylic paints. We do everything from pouring acrylic to traditional acrylics in different finishes, different colors, different sizes. We have open stock, and we have value pack sets as well.
Wow, and you said you do pour paints too?
Pouring paints.
Yeah, I tried that one time, and I actually got it all over myself. So I poured it onto the wrong surface. So let's just kind of jump back. Talk to me about your customer service. Why is that so important?
Our customers are the core of everything we do. Everything we do is about our consumer. It's about why they love the product, what they need in the product, what are we missing, and they let us know that. And we value all their comments. They contact us through email, through social media, just any way of communication, and we value that, and we respect that, and we love our customers, and we'll do anything for them.
Yeah. Cool. So, and I know I'll probably talk about this in a little while, but where can they find your products?
So currently our products are on our Arteza.com site. We're also on Amazon. And we have just started in independent stores in the United States.
Oh.
And we'll be launching within a large size retailer in the summer.
Oh, very cool. So talk to me a little bit about what your mission is. How will you work and how do you work to achieve that?
Okay, well, we want to champion all of our creators, whether they're looking for best-in-class education, a personalized customer experience, or our premium product offerings. We aim to engage with all of our customers and communities. We want to empower the creators and build relationships, trusted relationships with each and every one of them. Art is about the journey, and we just want to provide the tools to get there.
Talk to me a little bit about your growth. Why is it that you grew so fast? What is it that you're really focused on?
So, you know, I will say in the last 2 years, you know, we're more than a business. Whether it's selling unique products, educating our consumers with tutorials, pro tips, or spotlighting and engaging with our creative community, our main goal is to empower others and promote expression through individuality. I personally feel that our expansion is we fill a need for our creative community. It's just the way we uniquely provide our product and how we've curated our assortment really appeals to the artist community.
So what distinguishes you? I mean, I'm looking around your booth right now, and you've got absolutely
everything.
Gorgeous product. You've got a little bit of everything.
Yes.
And it looks like this is the type of product that's affordable.
Yes.
Affordable for the everyday artist.
Yes, and high quality too. We go through so many iterations. Like that's part of my job as the consumer product testing manager. Every single little item is tested again and again and again to perfection.
Really?
Yeah.
And you guys do all this in your factory?
We do it in Miami.
In Miami.
Yeah. So the product development team and Andrew's team, the consumer product testing team, work very closely together. So as the product development team, we go and we execute what our vision is and our strategy is, and we come back with the product, and we then have consumer product testing test it. Is it good? Is it need improvement? What are the tweaks? Maybe we should create something else. Like it's a whole evolution of blue sky developing and how we bring it all together.
And our testers are their former teachers, they're professional artists, curators, all like different walks of the artistic creative.
So you just said a word I'm not sure everybody understands, blue sky.
Yeah.
What the heck? Like jump up out of an airplane or what?
No. Blue sky is bringing creators, and we have meetings in our office that are blue sky meetings, and we bring everybody in from the organization that is in product development, consumer testing, sales, and we talk about what the need is, what we're seeing, what's trending, what's the creativity that's coming out there, and we get together and we say, okay, this would be a great idea. And what if we did this? Or what if we did this in painting or hobby and craft or kid? So it's kind of like everybody comes together and brings their ideas to one space, and then we bring our product together.
Right. Okay. What new innovations can we put on to what's currently trending or what's going to be something totally, you know, years ahead?
Got it. So now, there's been a lot of talk out there about brick and mortar, and is that, you know, where people get stuff, and how do you guys see the retail space changing in the next couple of years?
Well, I see brick and mortar will always be an important part of what we do. We feel that customers crave that physical experience. They want to feel it, touch it, see it. So product quality, certainly that instant gratification that comes from selecting a purchase, especially when it comes to art supplies, that demand will never go away.
Gotcha.
Absolutely not.
I agree with you. There's been a lot of consolidation in the industry. You know, it's tougher for consumers to find product because there's so much consolidation. You can certainly look online, but you don't get the kind of information that you can if you can go touch and feel it,
sure,
and stuff like that. So tell me a little bit about your success, because there are a lot of companies that are startups out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, not many make it. Why have you guys made it? Why are you so successful?
Well, our, you know, the main pillar of our success is our community. So we aim to go beyond our business and focus on each and every one of our consumers. And we like to prioritize their customer feedback. We're constantly looking through our reviews and talking with customer service. And it's how we anticipate our creators' needs. Each product is strategically made with our customer feedback at the forefront of our minds, and that's what sets us apart.
So what projects are you guys actively working on now?
Well, we're really excited about our new General Crafts division. We've added over 100 SKUs in 2021, and we are continuing our growth in 2022 with our new soft crafts category. So we'll be introducing yarn, embroidery, tools and accessories, crochet. So we're really excited about bringing that into the category.
So that's kind of new for you guys?
Correct. It's brand new for us.
So in the past, what has been your major focuses?
our focus has always been our drawing and painting core categories.
Okay.
So, you know, and now that we really want to expand because, you know, artists and crafters are merging into one.
Well, they are, aren't they?
Yes.
Yes. So what we found is that if you really find a way to merge the two, because a crafter is an artist. It's just a different type of art.
No doubt about that, 100%.
So we're very excited about launching our hobby and craft general crafts division. We've already started with our paint by numbers diamond painting. We've bought in stencils, mandala,
dotting kits.
So
macrame.
So we have a lot coming in to really pique that interest and really merge the two, because paint and crafts is just the same as a fine artist putting a brush to a canvas.
Yep, it is. You just said something, paint by numbers. Now, I remember paint by numbers when I was a kid, and I'm really, really young, incidentally. And that's how I do oil painting, and that's how I learned how to paint, was on paint by numbers.
Yeah.
Is this the old style paint by numbers for kids, or is this more an adult paint by numbers?
It's an adult paint by number.
And levels.
It's different levels. We have beginner level, intermediate level, and a pro level. You know, it all depends on what you would like to do. Some artists just like the fact of not being so maybe creative, but just being more structured, right?
Yes.
This is the colors I want, or this is just, let me create the piece the way it was created to be done, kind of thing.
Yeah, and I did look on your website, and some of the finished pieces, oh my goodness.
Yeah, very complex.
I mean, we're talking, I think I saw a tiger or something like that on one. And I showed it to a person, and I said, that's paint by number. And they went, no, it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really come a long way.
It really has, and it's changed. It evolves, right? From even when I was younger, whatever that theme was for that time, right? It changes. Now it's all about deserts and tigers and things like that. Where years ago it was a little bit different.
So tell me, what are some of your best-selling products?
Well, our best-selling products are, we have a wide array of product selection. And 100 of unique SKUs that we offer to our consumers. Some of our best sellers include our Everblend Ultra Markers, Real Brush Pens, our acrylic paint markers, and a handful of products from our recently launched kids line. Our acrylic paint is always one of our top sellers.
It is.
Yeah.
And why do you think that is?
Well, the quality of the paint and the assortment of color and the different assortments of colors that we provide, different sizes. Our consumer really loves our quality and will always come back for it.
So when you are we talking oils, acrylics, watercolors?
Acrylics.
You're talking acrylics.
Yeah, right now. Acrylic is our top. I would say watercolors is our number two. And we're really developing our oil paint line now.
Okay. And tell me a little bit about Everblend markers.
Sure. So Everblend started in 2019, started out with 4 SKUs, and today we have over 20 sets with over 300 colors within all of our sets.
And what makes Everblend markers different and or unique?
Well, this is an alcohol-based marker, and it has great blendability. It's good on its own, or blendable. What we've done is we've created this great color wheel of color and assortment of color that is unparalleled to anybody right now.
Really?
Yeah, we're really proud of what we've done.
And you said the real brush pens?
Yes.
What the heck is a real brush pen?
Our real brush pen is our watercolor ink pen with a nylon brush. It's an actual brush
tip.
At the end, brush tip on the marker. And they're watercolor and they're blendable. They work well wet or dry.
Mm-hmm.
So you can use them in any way you would like. We launched that in 2017 and it became such a huge success. In 2018, we launched additional SKUs, and now we're expanding to 12 new SKU counts for that.
Oh, good. So it sounds like it's going quite well.
It is very well. It's one of our top performers.
And I see you have acrylic markers.
Yes.
Really? Acrylic marker. I don't think I've ever heard of that.
Well, an acrylic marker, another big success for us. We launched this in 2020, and it's a bullet tip acrylic ink marker, water-based. And it's used on various surfaces, from canvas, could be used on fine art canvases, could be used on wood, metal, plastic, really any surface, so it can go to that DIY crafter that we talked about earlier. So it's been a huge success for us as an overall product.
Well, you guys have some really cool, innovative products, don't
yeah.
you? This is very cool stuff. And we already talked a little bit about the acrylic paint. Is it highly pigmented?
Very dense.
So you get a lot of good color.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think that's what drives the customer to keep coming back for it.
And I'm assuming that the price is... It's very, very
the
affordable.
The quality and the price just... Yeah.
Yeah, because you know not everybody can afford some of those really, really expensive paints out there, and quite frankly, I'm not sure that makes a whole lot of difference.
Correct. No, it doesn't. And really, you know, the DNA of Arteza has always been quality number one, price number two, and really our customer feedback and our consumer and creative is really who and what we are.
That's
what drives us.
So tell me a little bit about your kids' products.
Our kids' products? Okay. Well, we have, I love this, the Learn to Sew, which is interesting because we don't really have home ec classes anymore. So
no,
that's always
don't.
Like a good thing. It helps with the dexterity for you know.
Would you call it Learn to
Learn
Sew?
Learn to Sew.
And is that like a package?
It's a package. It's a kit. So they're great as gifts. We have like little bunnies that you can make, little baskets, purses, coin purses.
Really?
Yeah, good. And we have string art, which has been huge, and we've also created paint by number for kids as well.
Oh, for kids too.
Yes, and we've created this really awesome kit for kids where it's coloring, tracing, different themes, where it's a whole kit where it comes with the book, the pencils, a marker, an eraser, and a sharpener, and it has been hugely successful because when we created the kids line, it was all about educating while creating.
Yeah, see,
and it was a huge part of how this line was developed.
Wow. Do you have any other kids things, or is that pretty much covered?
We have, the stage clay sets, which are really cute. They're different themes. They have superheroes, so they have to make these characters out of clay, and then there's little backdrops so they can kind of make little storylines with them.
Right. And we do clay by number, clay by letter. So what it is...
Wait a minute. Clay by number?
Yeah.
The heck is that?
So think about it like a sort of like paint by number, but with clay. So you take clay, and it comes with a palette or a piece of paper, and it has figures on it, so it has numbers. So you take the clay, and you create the clay to match the number.
Really?
Yes.
You shape
kind of
the clay?
Shape
yes.
The line,
and,
yes.
And different colors and
mm-hmm.
stuff like that?
Absolutely.
Yes, so we have animals, too.
So you can make anything from a flower to a dinosaur.
Exactly, and then learning the numbers as well, numbers and letters.
And the type of clay, is this an air-dried clay?
Air-dried.
Or baked clay? What is
air-dried.
It?
Air-dried.
It's air-dried.
Air-dried, yeah.
And so it's anybody can use it?
Anybody can use it,
yeah.
Oh, wow. It sounds like you guys have a really great line of products to start children
Correct.
Out on this mm-hmm. artist journey.
Yes.
Yeah, and we have temper paint, we have finger paint, right, for the younger ones that just want to get into it. Just let them start doing what they want to do at a young age.
Oh, I'm going to be young again. That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Let's get paint all over our hands and
get
dirty. How fun is that?
And they can
it
transition
is.
With us, you know, as they become more mature and as they get more skills.
So they just literally grow with you as they go from one level to the next.
Yeah.
You have products that will help them mm-hmm. grow.
Absolutely.
So what makes your product so unique overall?
Well, each of our products is meticulously sourced and produced. Our paints are thick, they're smooth, highly pigmented, like we mentioned before. We have different shades of unique colors. We spend a lot of time making these different palettes, putting them together with different themes. Our color options are abstract and different from what you normally find in other brands, such as the Everblend Ultramarkers. And most of our products are also AP certified non-toxic.
That's
very important.
That's a big deal.
Yes.
I actually reside in California, and that's a huge deal in California.
Yeah.
So that's wonderful. So what new products are you actively working on?
So we are working on many new products, especially in our drawing. We've come up with some great real brush dual tip pens. So our current real brush do very well, so we added a fine tip to the other end. We also are launching in the next month or so our Everblend Ultra H2O, which is a watercolor, which is a water-based marker. So it's feeding off of our alcohol markers, but now we're going into watercolor markers. So we're really excited about that launch. Plus, we're having a lot new items that are coming through on our watercolor paint categories with smaller palettes, but themed-based palettes, and continuing on looking at bringing in different types of heavy body acrylic, things like that to really expand our assortment.
And so what is this Made For Me campaign? What is that?
A Made For Me campaign, it's a social media campaign that we recently launched. It introduces artists to our community, and we're trying to highlight their unique style of artwork and the techniques they use and what their favorite Arteza products are.
So what brought this about? How did this come together? What are you trying to accomplish?
Well, it also kind of goes in line with another campaign that we're currently working on. So let me just backtrack a little bit. It's called Fuel Your Creativity. So we have the Made For Me campaign.
Fuel Your Creativity. Fuel. Fuel Your Creativity. Oh, I see. Okay.
Fuel Your Creativity. And for that campaign, we wanted to create something in addition, like to connect our communities on an even broader scale, empower our creators to express their individuality through their artistry. So throughout the campaign, Arteza is going to partner with the creators nationally and internationally across a multitude of mediums to bring expertise, education, and inspiration to the fingertips of the entire artist community. And then for the Made For Me campaign, it focuses mostly just on, like, you know, the social media aspect. And we're asking each of the artists those questions, like, what's their artistic journey, what advice they might have for aspiring artists. And then we wrap up the interview with what Arteza products they feel was made for me or made for them.
Wow, so it sounds like not only are you invested in the artist community, but you really support it on social media.
Yes, definitely.
That sounds like it's important.
It's essential.
It's huge for us, yeah. And that's how we've grown, really.
And if people want to follow you and find out more about a lot of the things that we talked today, is the best place to go on your website or on social media? Or both?
Both,
really.
Yes, Instagram, TikTok. Our website.
We're on Facebook, YouTube. We have a lot of tutorials on our YouTube channel. It's Arteza Official is our Instagram, which is a main point for us.
Yep.
But our website has all that information and any contact information they would like.
Yeah. Okay. And they can do the hashtag Made For Me. We have a few different artists that we've debuted already. Arlex Campos, who's a stencil artist based in Miami. And then our second artist that we showcased was Jessica Flynn, and she does epoxy tumbler art and is a mother of three. So broad spectrum of artists.
You just said epoxy tumbler art. What is that?
Well, you know what tumblers are, right?
That's like a cup.
Yes, right. Exactly.
Yeah, okay. And when I drop it, it's a tumbler.
Well, so the epoxy is just kind of like a resin. So you can paint any object and then put this epoxy on top of it and just seals it in. It's like amber.
It's a resin surface and it hardens. Mm-hmm. So you paint it and then you dip it into the epoxy resin. So the outside of your tumblers, you always see this great art. Mm-hmm. Well, it has to be sealed.
Yes.
So that's how they seal it.
Yeah, it has a nice shine to it.
Well, it sounds to me like you've got it covered from the start of the very beginning stages with children, and then when they get a little bit more sophisticated, you've got products for them, and you've even got products for fine art. Is that sounds like the kind of company you guys have put together.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed talking with both of you today and learning all about Arteza and all of the gorgeous products. I wish all of you could look behind me and see their beautiful products on the wall, but you certainly can go to their website, follow them on social media, and the website again is?
Arteza.com.
And spell that out for us.
A-R-T-E-Z-A.
A-R-T-E-Z-A. Well, thank you very much again, and you've been listening to the Art Supply Insiders. Check back with us often as we talk about the world of art and craft supplies. If you like these podcasts and would like to show your support, please do consider joining our Patreon campaign at www.patreon.com/Art Supply Insiders. Now go out and create something.